I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I'm discovering the older that I get, the more I value and appreciate and need prayer. I am grateful the Lord Jesus did not leave his followers as orphans, but gave us a counselor, a helper, the Holy Spirit, as John 14, verses 16 through 18 states. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Jesus reminds us that he asked his Father to give us an advocate to help us and be with us forever. The Holy Spirit, known as the Spirit of truth. And Jesus reveals to his disciples that the world cannot accept him because they can't see him and they do not know him. But, Jesus says, you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. God has given us a helper who is with us and in us. As a follower of Jesus, God the Father has given us his Holy Spirit to take up residency in our lives. We know him because we know Christ. We know him because we accept him and Christ. We know him because the Holy Spirit reveals and reminds us all of who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ says. John 14:26 states, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Back in verse 18, Jesus says he will not leave us as orphans, but will come to you. This, for the disciples, I imagine, gave them hope and the assurance of God's presence. Remember what Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always." To know that the Spirit of truth, God's helper, the Holy Spirit, is with us, we as God's children should be encouraged, eager to seek the Lord first, expectant to hear from him, and enabled by him as he leads us and guides us throughout each day. I can talk to the Lord continually, pray to him, be silent before him, seek him and learn from him as I meditate on the scriptures. His Spirit will guide and instruct me. His Spirit will intercede on my behalf. I have an audience with God through Christ, his Holy Spirit interceding for me because of God's amazing love. God has not forgotten you. God has not abandoned you. God has not left you alone to face this world by yourself. God has given his Spirit to those who have received Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. As his child, I then come under God's authority. I hear and I listen, and I should willingly, with a loving, devoted heart, gladly obey. And when I do, I am blessed and I please him. The times I think God has forgotten me or abandoned me or I feel alone, maybe it's because I stopped seeking him. I stopped listening. I stopped obeying. Maybe I allowed unconfessed sin to enter in, and that sin began choking out the Word of God, deafening my ears to what the Spirit of truth is saying. There is a remedy for this. It's 1 John 1:9. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. James also encourages believers to draw near to God. Let us draw near to him, confessing our sins, standing on the promises of his word. He is continually cleansing us from all unrighteousness, and begin to cultivate that listening ear, gladly obeying his commands. Heavenly Father, thank you for not leaving us as orphans, but giving us your Holy Spirit to be our helper, instructor, and guide. Help us to seek you first in all things. Forgive us of our sin, cleanse us, and create a right spirit within, that we may hear you speak and gladly obey. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.